Principal McIntyre, I recently started mentoring one of the kids here.
Really? That's odd, because you're a janitor.
Yep. But Richie here is a hell of a kid, and he's struggling. You see, he's what he calls a juggler. He's a juggalo. It's sort of a clown posse. Well, I figured you and I were getting tight enough that I could maybe come in here and ask that he be allowed to wear his makeup in school.
Did you like it?
And I need to do that.
That's what she said.
Hey guys.
Your face is tiny.
When did that stupid trend leave the world?
Well, The Office brought it back in a hilarious way with Michael Scott.
Yeah.
Which was charming and cute. And then that's the only time it came back.
Yeah. When did it come back and how? What do you mean it came back that way?
Michael Scott loved using that joke. That's what she said. Throughout the show, and he still thought it was cool, but it wasn't cool.
The joke was that it's not a cool joke, but he was funny doing it,
right?
But I think now it's just not cool anymore. Again,
he's the only guy that could pull it off,
yeah,
because he's such a putz.
He's a putz.
It's funny, but if we say it, I mean, I still think it hits.
Well, it still hits pretty hard. I mean, I think I always hated it, and
me too. I always hated it. I felt like an idiot saying it right now, but it was like. That was the satire of the point of it was like
brilliant satire. Speaking of satire, have you guys seen Get Out yet?
No, I'm seeing it on Saturday.
It's like fucking good thing. Good,
I can't wait.
Really?
I actually had one of the worst panic attacks of my life
watching that show.
Because I had an edible and I haven't consumed marijuana in a long time.
I hate it.
Because
for any reason?
No, I'm just not. It's just not
grown out of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like it's a combination of growing out of it and just like I think the older you get, and I'm obviously involved in a million fucking things, so I need to be kind of at my mental peak as much as possible.
Yeah,
not dulled down.
Yeah, and like in marijuana, you know, rules, but it also it's like
it rules your mind.
Yeah, it's like getting hammered,
leads
right?
To other drugs.
You're like. I'm going to get hammered and then I'm going to like be a functional adult for a while. It's like, probably not.
Right? You have to like have nothing to do at night and just smoke and then watch like
Which
Netflix
is fine,
movies.
But I think exactly. You feel groggy the next day too, right?
You can. Yeah. I mean, especially if you haven't in a while. But I was walking out of the house and I was going to see this movie just with some of my friends. And my girlfriend was staying at home and I was just like, I sometimes go to movies and I'll have a little bit.
Sheafed up on some brown brown.
Yeah.
That's what you
exactly.
Said. I'm going to get sheafed up on some brown brown. But I had a long, long time ago, somebody got me an edible, like a little like
gummy.
It was like a sour rope thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, this is going to be delicious and it's going to be whatever. And so I had just a tiny smidgen and walked out. And I was like, oh, it's hitting pretty good.
Yeah.
It's hitting pretty good. And then like the previews happened and I was like, these previews are really long, aren't they?
I hate when you smoke before a movie or have marijuana before a movie and you just become really critical of everything.
Yeah, I know. And that
and
was
everything you can see them acting and you're like, it's embarrassing.
I know. And that was what happened is like, I was like, well, it wasn't even that as much as I just felt myself being like moving a million miles a minute.
Ugh.
And I could just, the anxiety was just palpable. And and that movie is like a horror film, right? It's very tense. It's really racially charged, right? And I was just like, damn, this is, could not have been a worse idea.
Oh, no.
So I left the theater and I walked around. I went to the bathroom and then I walked around, just kind of walked in circles to try to like, try to give me some like, fresh air,
kind of space,
reassociate myself with the modern world, and then I went back in and I kind of like waited on the wings.
Damn,
because partially I was like, if that happens again, I don't want to be in the middle of a row.
No,
and then also because I was like, I'm so embarrassed. Right now. So I kind of like waited on the wings, and then eventually I creeped on to like a.
And you're like, sorry, I had to take
side.
Shit.
Yes, side. Sorry, everybody. I had a horrible panic attack. I had to step out.
It sounds so shitty.
It was awful. It was terrible. And then, you know, for the rest of the night, I was kind of just reflecting on my existence.
That's probably been my experience with weed every single time.
Oh.
Yeah. Just explained. Like, not that intense, but
not
some
pleasant.
Shade of it. So I'm like, yeah, I'm I just sort of came to the conclusion, I'm like, not for me.
Yeah.
I don't think
totally.
I'm this.
Yeah. Well, eventually.
And there's this group of people that are like, it fucking cures cancer, man. Yeah. It's the greatest. And I'm like, ah, there's a disconnect for me.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
not
I think.
For me.
Maybe if you had cancer, though.
Yeah. I should get cancer.
It might work.
I mean, if I think if, yeah, I think it's probably like many other things in modern neuroscience where.
Yeah.
It's very relative to the person who's experiencing it and has
yeah.
the baggage that they do.
Everyone's wired differently.
Everybody is wired
differently.
That's
what differently. My therapist says.
Some people smoke weed. Some people become juggalos.
Exactly.
That is a hell of a segue. Realistically, they probably are both if they're
oh, yeah.
a juggalo.
Well, yeah, some. It depends. I think they respect
right.
people. Their family that is into drugs and then the ones that yeah. aren't.
A lot of people look at me and they say, hey, there's a guy who likes bench press.
Yeah.
I don't.
In fact, at the gathering of the juggalos, there used to be...
Though?
Well, first let's get into it. Then I'll tell you a little something yeah. about the gathering
right,
of the
so
juggalos.
All right. So this is... We're Did You Reddit? Your weekly-ish podcast about Reddit and the internet. The internet by way of Reddit and the subreddits that make it so interesting. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
Dog Boobs on my left and...
And this is just my Frida, and I'm here just hanging out with you guys.
My Frida, it's your extra
He's left. Here to learn.
Well, he's our inner house juggalo expert, because we're getting into, we want to make sure that we have an expert from
yeah.
the pod, or from the subreddits from now on, and...
is that
I'm the expert.
Frida.
No, but oh, Dog shit. Boobs
well,
is the juggalo expert today.
You couldn't have been that, yeah. Yeah, Dog Boobs actually is the expert on juggalo.
I do, I have one tattoo on my ankle.
Juggalo.
You have a hatchet man.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
I mean, I will say this is so obviously we're talking about juggalos, the ICP fandom. Today's subreddit that we're going to be looking into is r/juggalo, JUGGALO. Before we get into this, I'm going to do a little shout out to Stuff You Should Know, Friends of the Pod. They do this really well where they'll cover a topic and then they'll kind of back away and be like, listen, there are some serious experts out there.
Mm-hmm.
We're not those experts. We're
yeah.
just interested in and going to do our best to explain for people who have no fucking idea what it is.
Yeah. It's like the blind leading the blind.
Yeah. Exactly. And this is juggalos and the subculture around them is dense, to say the least. But really special and interesting, and I also personally need to say that this is a topic that is easy to make fun of and has been for a long time. We're gonna be laughing and making jokes, but this isn't about making fun of juggalos.
No,
because I think all of us collectively, or at least Dog Boobs and I were talking about this before Frida came in. I actually really like who they are and what they are and what they represent as a thing. I feel bad that they've kind of been cast as this bizarro thing in society.
Yep.
But it's also, they do have these quirks that make them really fucking hilarious.
It's awesome.
So any juggalos listening to this right now,
Mad respect.
If we sound like we're fucking with you, we're not.
You sound like these guys are coming after you. You're
well,
so
they're a
out.
Fucking gang, dude. Actually,
that's
they
right.
are
they
technically
well,
considered a gang.
And they wield hatchets.
I don't think they actually do that. But anyway, we're going to get into all these details.
Dear listener, will also grow to respect
yeah.
the juggalo movement.
Right. So, all right. So let's take some steps back. We
yes.
already said we're didyoureddit.com, didyoureddit Instagram, didyoureddit Tumblr, didyoureddit.
It was the year 1989.
wherever we are.
Michigan.
So,
okay, cool.
Juggalo. What's a juggalo? I think most people know. Or juggalette.
To get to
right.
juggalo,
is the
we
female
almost
version.
Have to back it up.
Yeah.
Or jugala in Spanish-speaking countries.
Is that true?
Jugala?
Jugala.
Is that true?
True.
Oh, shit.
And it's a name that the fans of the Insane Clown Posse gang, or it's not a gang, hip-hop group, have given themselves and their community. So they're pretty amazing. So basically, it started out with these two brothers, and I need to find out their names because they have some really cool rap names.
Right.
Violent J and
Shaggy Dope? Violent J and Shaggy Two Dope. And they grew up very, very poor.
Right. In where?
Yeah.
It's crucial.
Super
in
poor.
Detroit.
In Detroit.
Are they from proper Detroit, or are they from the suburbs? Did you ever get that information?
I'm not sure.
I'll do a little sleuthing.
They're probably from, like, my guess would be like,
well, this is, I mean, this is an important detail, actually, because there are a lot of what they do is very associated with Detroit.
Yeah.
And Detroit is like a core part of their identity. They're from Delray, Detroit, Michigan. I don't know where Delray is, but
of the sun.
Of the sun, Detroit, Michigan. But they're from Detroit, which is an important detail because a lot of the things that you see within their fandom and their subculture and kind of a lot of the weird little details are about Detroit.
And in Midwest in general, I think they really rep like that Midwest hip hop kind of.
Yeah.
They do.
They're very influenced by like old school hip hop and rap.
Right.
And it's from the 80s.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, so they grew up very poor, and at school, everybody made fun of them because they got their clothes at rummage sales. They had canned food drives that their family would like take the canned food from the school, like they were the charity case.
God, and get your shit together.
And you know how like for some kids that would just destroy their confidence and their self-esteem, and they'd feel horrible and grow to resent their lot in life. But these two guys embraced it. And they were like, you know what? We're not even scrubs. We're floops.
And everybody's like, the fuck are you talking about, Shaggy?
And basically they embraced it. They were like, hell yeah, we're poor. Fuck it. Who cares? Right. Like, we're awesome. And other people who identified with that have also like kind of they're into that. They're like, thank you. You're a group that doesn't care where I came from, what my history is, how much money I have, what my religion is, what my ethnicity is. As long as you like Insane Clown Posse, you can be in our group, in our family. And I just love that.
I love how they flipped it.
Yeah, they really did.
The gang, and you can't join.
Yeah, yeah.
The line starts here, and they're like, whoa, how'd you do that? I want to be an ICP guy.
Yeah,
right.
And they are so inclusive. Literally, they'll just be like, don't have anywhere else to go. If you want to be a juggalo, you're our family, and we'll take a bullet for you.
That's
like,
sick.
They are so loyal and cool. Like, I'm speaking generalities, but in general, very inclusive, peaceful, awesome group of people.
Yeah, and I mean, well, back it up a moment. So I don't think they're actually brothers, are they?
Mm.
I don't think so. I think they're maybe brothers in the colloquial sense.
I think they're bros.
They're bros, yeah.
Unlike sisters.
Same. That's similar to concept. Sisters.
Similar, but
So they're from Detroit. They're not brothers, but they are brothers. They're bros.
They're bros.
They're brothers from another mother.
And that's the thing with them that's interesting with this inclusion topic, because it is really inclusive. But I think if you don't know what they're like, it's easy to be like, they're really not inclusive because they're into some fucked up shit.
Yeah.
And it seems like isolationist, where you're just like, I don't want to get near them because they're all like scumbag.
They look
womanizer.
Scary.
Yeah, exactly. Like this crazy shit that you're just like, well, let's dig a little bit deeper into that, because that's not really how it works. Like their hedonist lifestyle is actually it's kind of just what they're about, but they don't discriminate against anybody.
Yeah.
Right? Is that the idea? I mean, I don't know. Maybe they do discriminate, but it seems like
as long as you are in the group and you love the fans and you treat people with respect is huge for them, then you're good.
It's a family thing.
If not, they'll brand you.
Literally.
I mean, everybody's got a shitty uncle who's a fucking douchebag, but you're just like, Jim's my family, though.
Yeah.
You know? And that's kind of their approach, where it's just like, well, that guy's a racist, but he's family.
What are those birthmarks on their face all about?
I don't know.
Okay.
That one's a mystery.
A That's face paint?
So the about section here, it just links you to the artists that are part of Psychopath Records.
Cool.
So this is kind of like what brings the Juggalos together, is their love of these bands. So
well, it's their label. Like, they started that label.
The Insane Clown Posse did.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Insane Clown Posse is the like original band, but right. a lot of other juggalos have also started creating music, like right. Anybody Killa.
Yep.
Big Hoodoo. And DJ Clay. Light. And there you can download a free track. It's literally called Who the Fuck is Light?
Right.
And that's his song. And they love it. So I think that's really cool. They're into music. They have a definite genre. And then the rules for the subreddit are pretty simple. No pirating new albums. Respect staff and other users. And no spoilers.
Oh.
So for the first couple weeks after a new album comes out, such as The Marvelous Missing Link Lost, you right. just can't talk about spoilers from the album for a couple weeks. And then once yeah. everyone's listened to it, it's like, let's talk about it.
It's like a fable.
Yeah. So right. like, I like any group that's like, don't spoil
the,
things.
The Tower Records, pick up your CD.
Yeah.
Give everybody a chance to catch up.
Exactly. You haven't gotten a record in a while, huh?
Wait, what?
Go down to Tower Records.
You pick up your disc.
And pick up your disc.
You know, you got to get your parents to buy it because it's a parental advisory sticker.
It is, definitely.
All over it.
What would you do? How would you feel if Charlie became a jug?
That's
juggalo,
a great question.
I wouldn't be pumped because all that face makeup can't be good for you.
Your pores.
And your tattoos, and everyone seems to be super into drinking soda constantly, mm-hmm. specifically
right.
Faygo.
Yeah.
Right.
We know what soda does to the teeth. I mean,
to the infant's teeth.
You know, I'm a flosser. So
yeah, you would need to brush your teeth like 5 times a day.
Well, I'm looking at these guys' face paint. I'm going, they got to wear that shit every day.
Yeah.
Right.
What's going on in their pores? What's going on in their T-zone, you know?
Yeah, think of...
It's a good question, T-zone.
Think of their morning routine. Wake up, apply white and black face paint.
Wake up, take it off.
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
I mean, yeah. I wonder...
Have a coffee, then put it back on.
Yeah, do they just sleep in it and retouch in the morning?
Oh, because they're so blasted from drinking...
Faygo
and
dancing.
Faygo
right.
and
stripping.
Vodka. They're not taking it off before they go to bed. They're just hitting the pillow. Their pillows are probably so dusted with cream.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
So dusted with cream.
It's amazing. And you know what I think is really impressive is like they get the design right. Like the same design every
yeah,
day.
Yeah. That's pretty nuts.
Well, and think after years, you know that design. Like you could probably put it on blind.
When you go to clown college or clown school, your face paint for your clown is something that's like your fingerprint. Like
right.
yeah.
you select it and that's all you wear. That's a
damn.
That's your thing.
That's pretty
and
sweet.
So every clown has to have their own specific face paint.
Wow.
So these guys like chose this paint early on.
What was John Wayne Gacy's clown face?
It was just actually like a lollipop. And he'd stick it out and the kids would try to grab it and then he would just kill them and eat them.
Oh God. He had the worst face paint. How did people not know this guy was a serial killer?
He chose
like this. He looks kind of like a juggalo.
He looks like, well, juggalos are black and white.
Yeah.
They do the black and white thing. But
he's got a similar like aesthetic shape wise, but he did
right.
blue and red.
And what's his, so they're called the something carnival, right? Isn't that part of the thing?
The juggalos?
Yeah. There's something about
the
carnival.
The dark carnival. Is their annual music fest?
No, that's the gathering.
Oh, the gathering of the juggalos.
But so the songs of the Insane Clown Posse center thematically on the mythology of the Dark Carnival.
Okay.
A metaphoric limbo in which the lives of the dead are judged by one of several entities.
It's a concept album series.
The
Very
dark carnival.
Cool.
A lot of carnivals, a lot of carnage, a lot of darkness, a lot of death.
Fuck yeah.
People are really into killing things, right? Or at least talking about
well,
it.
Well, so this is, I mean, this
so
is why...
Is so inclusive... To talk about hatching people in the face.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a mixed message, I'm saying. I mean, I'm not saying
other hip hop songs. And
yeah,
maybe,
it's true.
Yeah. Maybe that's just like, you know, they're just trying to scare off all the punk ass.
Yeah.
Well,
punk
this
ass
is,
busters.
This is my theory on them, right? So they are poor white guys, right?
You were going to say trash.
Well, but this is interesting because this is actually the whole thing that I find fascinating about it is they're... I think these people, like, if you were going by racial stereotypes, I guess, it's like the concept of white trash is like that's spot on with juggalos, right?
Yeah.
So that the violence is, I think, part of it's like the world that they're accustomed to that they kind of tell stories about, these little anecdotes. Because there's one, getting back to the subreddit, actually, because we kind of wandered away from the subreddit a little bit. There's one I saw, I think it's like 14, 15 down, But it's like it's just a meme style that says no friends. Oh, here he is. So as a photo of a kid looking lonely, it says no friends. Photo of Jonah Hill from
21 Jump Street.
21 Jump Street says no style. And then a guy looking depressed with his knees around his arms says no place to go. And then it says until I went Juggalo. Right. So
that is Juggalo.
That
in
pretty
a
much
nutshell.
Sums it up, right? It's like these loner kids who have no friends, no style, no place to go, kind of like future school shooters types,
yeah.
Right? Who find the Juggalo family and they go, hey, we get it. Mm-hmm. We were like that. And everybody else here was like that.
Yeah.
So join the crew.
And you know what
don't
I like?
Shoot up a school, come be a Juggalo.
Yeah.
You know what I like about it is like some people who are like those kids that are maybe come from a really poor family, really dorky, don't have style, no friends. It's like if they want to get into a community, a group of friends, it's like they need to really try and like change how they act and like emulate like the group they're trying to get into. But with Juggalos, they're like, we'll take you as you are. Like, no big deal. Like you be yourself. Like we, as long as you respect us and love our love Insane Clown Posse, like you're in our family.
Yeah.
I mean, for the ICP, it's a smart move because they have this loyal group of people that are like rejected by the rest of society.
Right.
So they get this following. I'm trying to think, like, is it beneficial for the members? I mean, I obviously they're making friends and they're kind of hanging out. Is there like financial advice or career advice booths? Like, do they have like, hey,
well,
maybe like, here's a diet tip.
Yeah.
Like, reduce some soda intake. Like, what?
I mean,
is there like a life?
I think that's the whole thing, though, with this group that is that's interesting is like they're kind of they don't play by the rules of society.
Yeah. Some of them are strippers. Yeah. That's a full time job.
Yeah. I mean, it is one of these things
sure
where
is.
They just don't.
I love how optimistic you guys are about these jobs. You're like, they just love soda and strip.
Well, and I'm
just
not.
This guy just got arrested for cutting a woman's finger off.
I know.
And like, you guys are the cool.
That guy, so what you're talking about, you want to explain that a little bit? Because I know I saw that on the news the other day.
It's a Chicago Tribune article. Wisconsin man sentenced to prison for cutting off a woman's finger in Juggalo ritual.
I know.
Was it consensual?
It was a ritual.
It's a ritual.
So that's,
I mean, she was a little faded off.
She might have been a juggalette and into that. So,
but that's the thing. It's like if that is the world, the universe that you revolve in.
Yeah, but you could say the same thing about like a white supremacy gang where like a kid's like, I don't have any friends. They're like, come join our group. We're cool. We love barbecues and get-togethers. We're like, all right, cool.
Yeah, but they're
and
hurting
3 years
other people.
From now,
yeah, juggalos
are like
violent
themselves.
That's true.
I mean, well, they are violent.
Well,
but
some of them
probably
are.
Find a couple articles.
Some of them are, but they're not defined by violence.
Yeah, I mean, they're defined by their hedonism and their like lifestyle. But I mean, there's another.
And there are plenty of white supremacists that just like it for the group element,
right?
Like people in prison.
Like people in prison.
White guys gotta join
like any gang. Aryan
Brotherhood.
And I'm not saying all these people are bad people or violent because I don't want them to come to my house in the middle of the night and breathe over me and lick my toes and cut one of them off in a ritualistic Juggalo festival. I'm not saying that, guys. That wasn't what I was saying. I live in Utah. but what I am saying is, you know, groups have shades.
Like, yeah.
That's
true. I mean, that's why they got into that thing with the FBI because there are.
What?
Yeah.
So this is something we should talk about.
This is a really important part of it. So there are different gangs of Juggalos. Like there's groups of friends. There's people. There's like this place called Mike Busey's Sausage Palace or Sausage Castle, which we'll get into. But but like, you know, some of them are just gangs of people in different cities and some of them are violent. So the FBI classified them as a gang, all Juggalos, and all the peaceful Juggalos were like, that's not cool. We're not a gang. Some of us suck, just like any group.
Yeah. Not
I mean, maybe
knowing,
you could relate it to like the biker gang thing. It's like, you know, the Hells Angels were technically like a bad gang, but like not every biker gang is a bad gang.
Totally.
Like some people are just retired guys.
I think
like
that's
Tim
a
Allen
really good
and his pals that want to get together and just cruise the highways.
Exactly.
I want to dig into some of the comments on this because I found the Wisconsin man sentenced to prison for cutting a woman's finger off and Juggalo ritual in the subreddit. So here, let's dig it. This may answer a couple of questions,
okay.
Right? So First comment, I've been a Juggalo over 20 years, and this is not a Juggalo ritual. Going to the gathering, that's a ritual. Painting your face when you're at a ritual, that's a ritual. Loving the Juggalo family, that's a ritual. People like this are just mentally deranged people that happen to like ICP.
The next, mm-hmm. I can do the next comment on that thread. I can't get over that he was going to eat the pinky. It's a pinky, not a whole hand. What did he want? Just a little pinky snack? How was he planning on cooking it? Put it in one of those little Hot Pocket silver shelves, silver sleeves, and microwave it for 90 seconds? What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Oh, my God. Yeah, so it. I mean, this is, you know, the guy, there's another one down. It's like old news, more stupid Juggalos giving us a bad name due to generalization. Definitely made me chuckle, though. So it's...
Definitely made me chuckle.
So the community of Juggalos is like hurt at all at this point. They're like, they definitely get laughed at.
Totally. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the thing. This is like, it's a really difficult thing to understand for people who are like, stick up their own ass, fucking Jeff Sessions types, right?
But the Burning Man crowd is the same thing as the Juggalos, right?
It's the same
thing.
It's
just a bunch of people who, people go to Burning Man, like, name themselves fucking Dick Flower.
Yeah.
And they go out there and they give each other hugs and they do drugs and everyone's like, it's the best thing ever. And then if you're a Juggalo, you're like, you guys are fucking lame.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Because you're not cutting off toes and drinking Faygo and throwing hatchets. And that is not what I'm all about.
Right.
So I guess like you could really look at any group and be like, that's pretty lame.
Well, yeah. I'm sure. I mean, cynical. I'm sure there's crossover too. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised
if
there's.
We're open.
We're open types. I mean, it's so the reason I brought up the Detroit thing is like an important part of it too. I know we kind of have been skirting around. This is a very interesting topic, so it's easy to jump around on this, but Faygo is like the Detroit soda, right? It's it's manufactured in Detroit. So if you go to Detroit, you see Faygo signs everywhere. There's Faygo fucking everywhere. And the first time I went, I was just like, funny, ICP, it's fun, it's Faygo, and it's fun. But then I realized it was just like, it's just omnipresent in Detroit, which is why their heritage of Detroit is really crucial, because Faygo, and we never really described the Faygo thing for anybody who's unfamiliar with the Juggalo crew, Juggalo fam, if you will. Faygo is... They always have Faygo everywhere, and they treat it like rappers treat champagne, where they're just like cracking it open and spraying it on everybody,
on people.
And spraying it on strippers, and it's a big goddamn sugary mess.
Do you know the move that you pull? So you take a 2-liter Faygo,
right,
and you open it, maybe a raspberry or cherry, something
right.
Red and sticky.
Yeah.
And you take under the top, you put your thumb in it,
right.
Plugging it, and then you turn it upside down so your whole thumb meat,
right.
Just plug the whole hole. And you shake it up a lot,
right.
And then you release it out of your hand like a projectile, and it shoots like a torpedo off your hand.
Shit.
Like there's that much power behind it.
The bottle?
Yeah, the whole 2-liter bottle.
No
will
shit.
Shoot. It'll shoot into the crowd, leaving like a chemtrail of Faygo all over everybody.
Damn.
It's a move you can pull at a concert next time you guys are there.
That's badass.
I recommend it.
I mean, so the Juggalo Gathering, which is the yearly, it's basically,
it's like a festival.
Yeah, it's like, it's Burning Man for Juggalos, more or less.
Yeah, Coachella.
Coachella. It happens in it used to be in Ohio. I think they moved it for some reason. I don't remember where it is, but. Somewhere in Illinois now, I think. But it happens in April, and I've always wanted to go. Always wanted to go.
Yeah, looks pretty.
We should go. Yeah.
Definitely looks like something you would fit in more than I would at. Remember that time we went out and everyone asked if I was a cop?
No. Wait, what? Really?
We went to that.
Love that.
It was that Jackass book release party.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot about that.
And it was like all skaters.
Yeah, and everyone's like, dude, you narc?
Everyone's like,
what are you doing here?
Because I took a shower and shaved and like wore like a clean t-shirt.
Yeah.
And, like,
I forgot about that.
I like clean clothes and I'm like kind of anal about like, smelling at least halfway good. I like wore
right.
like some kind of a body cream that had like a
right.
aromatic scent to
that's
it.
Right.
Everyone's like, what are you, narc? You cop?
Yeah. And we were with your friend who
other friend
sure
looks like you, who's like long hair and beard.
Right. And he's gonna name his daughter Foam.
That's right, he's gonna name his daughter Foam.
What?
I don't know how we got on that topic, but it came out that he wanted to name his daughter Foam, and then we laughed heartily about it for a while, and then he was like, No, I
for real.
That's what I'm gonna name my daughter
Foam.
That's fucking cool.
I was like, all right, well.
Oh man. So,
I was saying, you'd fit in. I think your look lends itself to the Juggalos.
Well, the band project that I play in.
You guys pay homage?
Well, we don't pay homage, but I think it would be well received. I think
that's rad. What if you played at the Gathering one time?
We would love to. I mean,
we've talked about that
for a long time. I think
you got to kind of get into their
culture
a bit.
It is. I mean, I know another group, another LA group who has played it. I have no idea how he did it, but we're probably a little bit off from that. But I mean, it would be a fucking dream, dude.
People
would be so into our stuff. It's like perfect for this kind of thing.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah. Okay. So let's get dig more into these posts.
Yes.
And some of the lore around them, because I think there are a lot of things that need described and need explained. I think the chief of which, and might have been the entry point for some people listening to this that they didn't realize is an ICP thing, was magnets, right?
Ooh.
So, do you want to explain this, Boobs?
No, I don't know about the magnets.
You don't know about the magnets?
No.
That's crazy.
Tell me.
So, a couple years ago, a music video came out. It was called Miracles, right? It was the name of the song. And it was an ICP song. It had this really ridiculous music video with like insane CGI and green screen effects fucking everywhere. And there was a line in it that was, and this, I mean, this is like a typical Juggalo where they're smart in a different way, right? They're not smart in the way that Bill Nye, Mr. Science, would be considered smart. So there was a line in it that said, "Magnets, how do they work?"
Oh, right? I remember that. Yeah,
right. And so that way, and it became this internet phenomenon because it's just like, magnets, how do they work? And the whole song was about miracles, and it was just like, it was one of those things where it was just like, all these miracles.
You can't explain it. You can't explain how magnets work.
Like,
it's a
magnets,
it's a miracle.
How do they work? And everybody was like, "Yeah, great question."
If you want to hear,
right?
I don't know if this is probably.
Fucking magnets. How do they work?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Fucking magnets.
That's so good.
So that
can anybody really explain magnets for real though?
I mean, they're pretty enchanting. They're pretty enchanting.
I could figure it out if I looked it up, but I don't think I could actually explain
it. I can't explain it on the top.
So I kind of get it, you know, magnets.
Right.
How do they work?
Well, but
it's everyday magic, man. I mean,
the lyrics
it's a miracle.
Are fucking magnets, how do they work? And then something about scientists trying to explain it, but they're just making me pissed. So basically, I didn't do well in school, and I don't know how to make sense of what they're saying, so they're liars, right?
Yeah. so they're making me angry. Yeah.
So, but that was a lot of people, I think, probably saw the memes that came from that, and they were like, ICP, fucking dumb idiots, what the hell is this, right? So that was a big part of the ICP culture for a minute. I'm curious on the subreddit. I'm curious on the sub where they mention magnets and kind of how people try to defend it. Because I'm sure it was one of those things where some of the fam were just like, oh, damn it.
That's like the political move. That's like what the media does when somebody makes a silly comment, some politician, and then they just fucking beat it over the head. You know, they just won't let it go.
Right.
And so people finally have some proof that the ICP is dumb,
right?
Because they said it in a song, and now people are just going to use it and trade on it forever.
Man,
but what they're missing is the community element.
Right.
Is that none of us know how magnets work?
Yeah. Is that what they're missing? Does anybody know how magnets work?
No.
I mean, giraffe.
No one does.
Look at a giraffe. It's fucking amazing. Everyone's just like, "Where are the aliens?" I'm like, "There's a giraffe.
There's a giraffe.
Be blown away. Look at the magnets. That's fucking alien spaceship right there." Nobody cares.
Nobody.
Look at your refrigerator. No. It's full of alien space magic every single morning. And
it keeps
you just
it cold.
Walk by and
how does
like,
it work?
My life sucks. Dude, does it? Well,
look around you.
Not in the Gathering of Juggalos.
Yeah.
Because you're invited to be part of our family.
Anyway. So when I, this is anyway. A bit of a departure, but in my research,
here,
I know that was beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, I'm getting really emotional. I'm going to join.
You need to give that speech again.
Beginning of this podcast, I was anti-jug. Now I'm kind of pro-jug.
Yeah.
Right.
So in my research, going into this?
I have to, I'm anti everything going into it.
Yeah,
I'm right. Like, I don't know. It sounds like
sounds
stuff.
Pretty stupid.
Sounds like I got to do stuff. Right. And then by the end, I'm like, I think I'm in. Where do I apply?
Oh God, it's awesome.
Yeah, where's the application page?
I don't know.
Figure it out.
I could sit here on my couch.
Oh God. Okay, so real quick, in my research, I've come across a few notable juggalos that have really interesting stories, and I think it kind of helps to, when you hear their stories, is like kind of helps to illustrate juggalo culture,
right?
A bit. So the first one is this guy named Mike Busey.
Okay.
So he runs a paper party sausage castle, which is a compound in the Florida swamps where your wildest sex fantasies can come true.
Can't wait.
He's like a really jolly fat guy with a small dick who lives with a group of hot girls known as the Busey Beauties.
So really, as we're talking about this, I'm like, cool, I'll search it. I search Sausage Castle, and the first thing that comes up is this giant fucking inferno. It's a fire destroyed a notorious sex party house, Sausage Castle, in St. Cloud, Florida. Oh, shit, my girlfriend's from St. Cloud. Damn it. Christina and I should have gone. Anyway, all right.
So it's like the people who go, or the people who live at the Sausage Castle are crazy. There's right. Mike Busey, who's like a fat blonde guy.
Right.
There's a ton of like ratchet stripper girls, which is awesome. Like whatever. There's this guy with really skinny legs, like maybe a birth defect. And there's this 500 pound dude with a machine gun who just like, they practice shooting. They strip, do pole dancing. There's a naked guy who wears like a bunny mask. But the like most famous person there is this girl named Ratchet Reggie.
Cool.
So let me just real quick tell you her history, because this is amazing.
And these people are juggalos?
Or yeah, what? They're juggalos. So basically, Ratchet Reggie walked into this castle, the Sausage Castle, and was like, I'm going to party here. Let's party. So she went to a few of the parties here. It was pretty cool. And then one night she was like, you know, I'm going to go home with this juggalo, and we're going to have messy, disgusting sex at his place.
Cool.
So the guy crashes his car and breaks his back down the road from the castle. Reggie stumbles out of the car, goes back to the Sausage Castle, and she's been there ever since.
Oh my God.
She just lives there now. So like Mike's quote is, that bitch is a vampire stripper. She will never die. Cigarettes, dicks, and cars with clowns can't kill her.
Oh my God.
And she's from Tennessee, the most ratchet stripper ever. She does disgusting things like squirt chocolate sauce out of her vagina.
Wow.
Plays with snakes. She'll just go downstairs with a guest of the party and like stick her tongue in her butthole.
Yeah.
Like
what?
Literally
butt lashings?
And I shouldn't say disgusting, because like some people like that stuff.
Yeah.
But literally the most I don't give a fuck
what is,
shit.
What's her name?
Ratchet Reggie.
This is insane, Cloud. This is fucking madness, dude.
And she's like, Mike always empowers me to embrace my ratchetness every fucking day.
She's kind of attractive.
Yeah.
Wait,
she's
really?
Pretty cute. She wears like...
And she's not nasty. She's just like... She's just ratchet.
Yeah,
dude.
She's just ratchet.
R-E-G-I, right?
Yeah, R-E-G-I. Okay. Reggie.
R-E-G-G-I?
Ratchet Reg.
R-E-G-I. Ratchet Reg.
Florida of the day. The Sausage Castle burns.
We partied with DJ Paul on the stripper who gave something.
This one article describes the Sausage Castle as all the fake vaginas, poop, and barbecue start to blend together into one great juggalo fever dream.
Oh my God.
That's you think, beautiful.
I mean, she is attractive. She's really not. I'm sure.
She is a full-time stripper at another place, okay. But then she comes home and she's
also
a stripper at the Sausage Castle.
What's the toilet paper scene like at the castle?
I wonder. I don't know if it even is.
Probably scant.
They probably don't have it.
They probably just use an old Converse.
Her real name is Regina Bacala.
Interesting.
Well, so I can see where she gets the name Reggie from.
Yeah. Hey, so, you know, there was a viral video of her. Do you remember that video that came out a couple years ago?
I just found her LinkedIn.
Oh my God.
Wait a second. Hold on.
Endorse her. endorse
Hold
her
on
skills.
For a goddamn second. I'm very confused at the story here.
Oh, my God.
What? And she's got a Facebook page, which I'm going to friend.
Like it.
Oh, my Follow Christ. It.
So oh she, there was a viral video of her giving a, quote, lap band dance
lap
to
band.
The 500-pound guy at the right. gathering of the Juggalos 1 year. And it was like a viral video that went around of like this hot girl like giving a lap dance to this 500-pound man. And everyone was like, oh, that's sick. But then you hear the story behind it and they're best friends and live in the sausage castle together.
Yeah, that's that dude. Yeah, it's he's a really recognizable person from together. I mean, he's so fucking big. That
he's big.
I mean, maybe this is the same person. I can't. It looks like the same person.
Yeah.
But then,
I didn't know strippers would have LinkedIn.
I'm just very confused. What?
That's really funny.
I can't wrap my head around what's going on right now. okay.
So yeah, and then on the other hand, there's this girl named Rachel Paul. She's right. another Juggalette. But she is starting Juggalo Feminism.
Oh, that's cool.
Which Good is really her. Cool. She's like a Philadelphia-based painter who started this movement called Let's Respect. Like Juggalettes Respect.
Interesting.
I love how the guys start the Juggalos. They're like, yeah, we're just all about partying and strippers and chicks and barbecues and shitting where we want yeah. and not using
and
toilet paper.
Where we want.
And that's how it's going to be for 12 years.
Yeah.
And then this girl from Philly is like,
yeah,
we want to be a part of you guys, but we just don't want to be your prostitutes anymore.
Yeah,
and like, fuck.
Yeah,
dude, some good while last.
Some of them were like, are really supportive of her. So part of the gathering, there's a Ms. Juggalette contest.
The board. Jesus, doesn't matter what organization.
I know there's a Ms. Juggalette contest that, like, in the beginning of the gatherings would be like really hot girls like with their boobs out, but like doing special thing like tricks and singing and
right.
like real talent and showcasing their talent with
Cat's
their tits
cradle,
out
yo-yo
exactly.
Cat's cradle.
Walking the dog with a yo-yo with your tits out, like really fucking cool stuff. And then like as time went on, it just became like a wet t-shirt contest,
right.
like live yeah. sex show, people sticking Faygo up their vaginas, like
the art was lost.
Yeah, the art was lost.
Well, there's an art to that. Don't be so close-minded, Fried.
And they brought like Ron Jeremy to judge it, and was
sticking
it was,
a 2 liter anywhere is pretty artistic.
But I think true. This That's is pretty true. Interesting because like juggalos are very inclusive, women included, but this started to make some of the juggalettes uncomfortable because they were right. like, I don't feel like this is respecting us. So this girl with Let's Respect movement, she's like, let's not invite Ron Jeremy. Let's not have this be a sex show. Let's get back to our roots and right. like celebrate women's like talent, juggalettes' talents, but also have a bikini contest. So she's like meeting them in the middle.
Yeah.
And a lot of juggalo guys are like, you're right. We should respect you. Like, you're our
respect.
Family. Like, we're going to respect you. But there's, yeah. of course, those guys that are like, you're show us your tits. That like, that's fucking sucks. Like, fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't
which,
know.
Which I don't think you ever get rid of that group of guys.
No. But yeah. I like that there's a solid
group that
supports
it. World
without
guys yelling, show us your tits.
I mean.
What kind of a city are we trying to create here?
What kind of a city are we
no
trying to create?
No catcalls.
Yep.
Why would you ever want that?
I mean.
This. I'm sorry. I'm distracted by this. Ratchet Reggie thing because
she's
I
think, the best.
I mean, I
like that she's from where your girlfriend's from, which means there's probably a few degrees of separation.
Well,
you can get into the sausage castle.
Mike is from there.
Ratchet Reggie's
from
Kansas, originally Tennessee.
I can't. So I'm gonna in the last 5 minutes while you guys have been talking about, I don't even understand. I don't even know because I wasn't listening. I was just trying to research Ratchet Reggie as aggressively
as I could.
We're
talking about you.
I mean, you guys could have been like literally talking about canceling the pod, and I would have been like, "Hey guys, I found some information on Ratchet Reggie." While you guys are talking about that, because I was there's a girl named Regina Bacala on Facebook who's from Kansas City. Who seems like she is detached from Ratchet Reggie, but is identical to Ratchet Reggie.
Oh my God.
And she's
Second Life?
I don't get it. We might have to do a sub entirely about Ratchet Reggie.
Yeah.
And really trying to get down to this person. Because I have some questions. Anyway. What? sorry.
Oh my God.
Finding the most ratchet person ever's LinkedIn profile is pretty.
That's a discovery. Yeah.
Stuff.
I mean, yeah. Look, this is kind of why we do this pod. Is so sometimes
really
on
is.
The internet, we can discover things that nobody knew right. existed. Like we just kind of saw that rare peregrine right. falcon.
Yeah. Yeah,
have sex mid 200 mile an hour flight.
Like I'm so into that. Like that yeah. is so cool.
This is a planet Earth type moment for mm-hmm. the internet.
Oh my God.
Ratchet Reggie, man.
Ratchet Reggie has a LinkedIn page. It's so
it's
sweet.
Really I awesome.
I don't. Or maybe it's the other one. I don't know.
What are her qualifications?
I don't.
You know what's kind of fun? One. You know how like LaCroix has had its like moment.
Yeah.
Like Juggalos yeah. treat Faygo like. LaCroix. You know how like right. people rank the flavors and stuff?
Right.
Yeah.
There's this article I found where Juggalos ranked all the Faygo flavors
mm-hmm.
and like peach is the worst apparently, whereas peach is pretty good when it's a LaCroix. But the number one flavor is three-way tie.
Okay.
Rock and rye.
Right.
It's like a vanilla soda with a kick okay. that may or may not be cherry.
All right.
Another one is root beer.
Right.
Just the root beer flavor.
Right.
And the last one is moon mist.
Ooh.
What is moon mist? It's a flatter Mountain Dew flavored Faygo.
Flat Mountain Dew?
Yeah. And this guy, Mikey, says, yeah, and Mountain Dew has a scary taste to it, but this is real pleasant. So moon mist is their favorite flavor.
This is flat Mountain Dew.
Flat Mountain
okay.
Dew.
Well, that solves that, I guess.
Isn't it interesting that you could start a brand and then it could just get picked up by any kind of subculture, any like group? I mean, there's been
yeah.
a lot of like fashion brands or even Dom Perignon. And, like,
I know,
this
yeah.
kind of like, you know, you got this one idea of what your brand's supposed to be. Like Faygo is like
yeah.
the soda developed.
They get hijacked
by a couple Russian bakers in 1907.
Holy shit.
Like, they've been like, they're really part of Americana.
Yeah.
yeah.
And they've just been kind of cruising along, making good,
yeah.
good, delicious soda
totally.
Until 1989.
Yeah.
yeah. It's like RC Cola or something.
Yeah.
If like suddenly RC was like the soda of like white supremacists or something,
mm-hmm.
they're just like, why? And they're just
yeah.
like, because it's fucking good. I don't know.
Yeah. Because
just like,
because we said.
Huh?
Yeah.
yeah.
It just
yeah.
sucks when
about?
It gets
yeah.
like tied to something.
Oh,
like,
man. And
I wonder
the Feinstein brothers who've created Faygo are like, yeah. Go Juggalos.
Yeah.
I guess, but think about their
we love
sales.
You guys.
Their,
no, their
sales
are stable.
The roof.
yeah, because of ICP and the Juggalos. It's like
yeah.
they kind of kept the brand.
Well, it's,
yeah.
kind, of, it's
relevant.
Kind of like the LaCroix thing, man. LaCroix,
yeah.
it, out of nowhere, all of a sudden became a fucking phenomenon of
because
of like middle class white
yeah.
hipsters.
Because it's like drinking, I think in LA, it's like drinking a soda without the sugar. And so you can kind of like have the satisfaction
right.
of something sugary and sweet without having to get fat and like
mm-hmm.
destroy your teeth. So like
right.
the Hollywood contingent of whites were like, this is for us.
Yeah.
That's
it's like
cool.
soda, but it's
right.
zero cal.
Right.
And then boom, here we are.
All right. So a couple more posts. Because we
seen
haven't
the
really...
Shaggy 2 Dope picture with the dolphin. Hugging
no.
the dolphin?
No. What?
I mean, it's the sweetest thing you've ever seen.
Is it sweet? Is it really like a sensitive moment?
He's got his makeup off and he's like on vacation.
Nice.
And he's sitting in one of those dolphin pools and he's hugging a dolphin.
Let's see what we're talking about
it's
here.
It's like not every day we get to see a man
oh,
in Juggalo paint.
That's fucking
really
sweet.
Break
that's,
down
see,
be like
that's,
a sweet
he's
guy.
He's just being a sweet guy.
That's amazing.
Now, a lot of people are swirling around rumors that he's actually having sex with that dolphin.
Oh, he might
be. Because he's the fucking man.
Yeah. yeah.
Fucked everything.
Well, dolphins fuck humans sometimes.
That's
Is that
true.
True?
Yeah, I've heard
happened.
Dolphins have like tried raping people in the ocean.
I think I
before.
Heard a...
Well, that isn't disappointing.
I heard something.
Yeah.
This woman started a like dolphin colony where she lived with dolphins.
Right.
She just fucked them all the time.
And like her bedroom was like the cement room and she set it up where the dolphin could just kind of swim into it.
Oh my
and
God.
Like she slept like just
People
above. She slept
weirdest.
Like 2 inches above them, so they could like kind of get up on her little platform.
Yeah,
right.
like beach themselves.
Yeah, and like over the course of like 6 months, she fucked the dolphins, and she got arrested for fucking them.
Wait, did they have dicks?
Yeah,
yeah
big
dude,
ones,
huge ones, nice ones too.
God.
I'm learning so much.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, dude.
Just
so,
like,
Shaggy
look it
T Dope, maybe he did fuck a dolphin.
Sorry, I wasn't listening to you guys. I was researching. Yeah.
Maybe he was just playing swords with the dolphin because he's facing the dolphin.
Ratchet Reggie would fuck a dolphin.
She would do it in front of everybody.
Or a manatee.
She reminds me of? She reminds me of Cricket from Always Sunny.
She's
basically
the female version
of Cricket.
She's Cricket's dream woman.
Have you guys been watching the
newest season? I'm a little behind, but I love that show.
It's the best. There's Cricket comes in every once in a while out of nowhere in the middle of episodes. He'll just like walk in the front door and he's like, "Hey guys, do you mind if I smoke some PCP in the bathroom really fast?"
Like, no, get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck
amazing.
Out.
He's because he's like, there were times and throughout the course of the show, obviously, where he's been through some really dark shit. And now he's just like a fully embraced like trash bag who is always happy, always happy now.
Yeah. It's like he's found his way in the world
right
by being just a total cockroach.
Yeah.
it's
that's
really
awesome. That's kind of Reggie.
It's a bit of the Reggie thing, unless she works in finance, which I might
she
be
might yeah.
Unless she's got like a family life and she's trying to juggle like her job at AAA car insurance with four kids.
It might
that's hard.
A weekend ratchet schedule.
Yeah, that's hard.
I'm confused at this girl. If this girl that I found on Facebook is not Ratchet Reggie,
then who is she?
Then why does she look so close?
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know.
Anyway, so a couple more posts that kind of pull it back a little bit.
Yeah.
So I found a couple posts that are kind of are what we wanted to probably find at the beginning of the show and that we didn't. So first, the post, this is an archive post from 4 years ago. I'm not a juggalo, and I'm not a ninja. What's the difference between a juggalo and a ninja?
It's the same thing.
Oh, it's the same thing.
Yeah, they just sometimes call each other ninjas. Okay.
But I'm down with the clown, which we all are.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all have a name for known associates? And then the comment is, I've been listening to ICP since the 90s. I've been getting blanked with... I've been getting blanked with juggalos for decades. He's been getting wasted with juggalos for decades. I'm quick to jump to their defense when someone wants to hate on them, like we are. But I'm also the first one to look at my juggalo homie, smirk, and say, magnets, motherfucker. Right?
Yes!
I dress up like a clown, not a wicked clown, just straight up bozo style, and get drunk sometimes.
Right.
Who's this guy?
On.
I like this guy's is like in denial that he's
a juggalo.
Yeah, it's like, right? You are a juggalo, sorry.
But I'm not trying to wear juggalo swag and represent. I used to be a carny. Oh my God.
You are a juggalo.
But I identify with the old boys and grizzled as fuck agents more than the ninja ride jocks, by the way. Much respect. You guys work hard and keep ass loads of people safe all summer long and pretty much just get shit on it by everybody. I'm not a juggalo and I'm not trying to be one and I'm too busy doing my own shit to live up to the label anyway. My question is, what do you juggalos call someone like me?
And what do they call him?
So the top comment is, best was describe you simply as a homie.
Oh.
You're down with the clown and cool with the juggalo life, but it's just not your thing. And I think I respect, I speak for a lot of lows and lets when I say that's fine. So in my opinion, you're just a homie. Whoop, whoop.
I like that. Whoop, whoop.
Anyone can listen to psychopathic music and not be a juggalo, just a fan. Nothing wrong with that. I have plenty of friends who love ICP, but don't recognize as a juggalo. Just be yourself. Fuck the stigma. You don't need a title to enjoy the music.
So what is a juggalo? Like, how? I mean, that's kind of an interesting question. Like, where's the line between just I'm a casual fan of ICP and I'm a juggalo?
I will say
that guy
this.
Is like, I'm not a huge believer in the group. Like,
right.
I don't want to be like, I'm one of you
guys. I wonder
guys.
If there are juggalos right. who so don't maybe, like Insane Clown Posse, but are into the like individual
right.
ice.
Oh, right. Man, that sounds like it's blasphemy.
That would be blasphemy, probably. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
here are some characteristics that make you a juggalo.
Okay.
So, drinking and spraying Faygo.
Check.
Listening to horrorcore and other types of underground rap music.
Right.
Wearing check. Face paint.
Okay.
Wearing hatchet gear.
Okay.
With, like, Hatchet Man logo.
Right.
Having the Hatchet Man logo applied on personal effects and die cast worn as jewelry. I don't even know what that sentence means.
That sounds difficult.
Doing hair in the spider leg style, like the Twisted members.
Okay.
What are the
Twisted
is
just another band. They're another band in the kind of the crew.
Spider
legs is like when you twirl your hair up with crazy amounts of like
and then it curls down
and shit and it kind of it's kind of like fake dreadlocks.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
displaying the gesture of the Wicked Clown and West Side Sign with the left hand in the C and the right with arms crossed over. We might need to put a okay. picture up yeah. that explains that. Making and responding to whoop whoops.
Whoop whoop.
And expressing tongue-in-cheek obsession with murder committed with a blade okay. weapon.
I want to fucking murder okay. people, but I'm just kidding.
It's tongue-in-cheek.
It's tongue-in-cheek. Okay. Yeah.
So that you have to do that to be a juggalo?
Yeah, I love murdering yeah. people. Kids, yeah. women, everybody. My car insurance salesman.
But I'm just kidding.
But I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
They like, they kind of...
Psych!
They kind of like those lyrics because it's like a catharsis for murderous right. aggression.
Yeah, it's like playing yeah. violent video games or exactly. something like
that. So you don't kill people in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because
yeah, exactly.
if I didn't have video games, I'd be killing everybody.
Yeah.
Because I don't know the difference between right and wrong.
Oh, man. Real quick, they also... This is how cool some juggalos are. They started charities. So one of their charities is called the Dead Stephanie Memorial Cleanup.
Oh, my God.
The Dead Stephanie Memorial Cleanup. Okay. So Florida juggalos organized this cleanup to pick up trash for the Dead Stephanie Memorial Cleanup in honor of Stephanie Harris, a high school student who died of diabetes. And they called it the Dead Stephanie Memorial Cleanup.
See, this is what I love about these guys. It's like
it's
they do these
like,
things that are like that are respectful, but just are like
so often like yeah, wrong.
It's like yeah, it's like I'm gonna start a diabetes fund called like the Fuck Diabetes yeah. Gay Fund. It's like,
your intention is good.
Yeah, that's their heart's good? In the right yeah. place, but
you're kind of like well. Okay, I guess we'll make that
a memorial. Oh my God.
Which brings up kind of an interesting point that if your intention's in the right place, doesn't matter how you say it.
Exactly.
And I think a lot of times, like, you know, in the news nowadays, like someone says the wrong thing, but their right. intention wasn't to be malicious.
Right. Yeah.
And then the news jumps all over from what they said. Totally. It's like, look, I was just saying something. I said it wrong.
Yeah.
According to
you.
You
know what I mean,
language is subjective and difficult. I think not everybody knows. And these are typically people who are not well educated, are probably not from good homes a lot of the times. It's like the language skills required to be articulate are just not in everybody's bag of tricks.
Most people, probably not most people. I can barely get out a sentence on this podcast.
Yeah.
I went to a top college.
Arizona State.
Arizona State.
Wow, yeah. There's this other one called Hatchet House, and it's a community outreach. The Hatchet House operates as a 24/7 helpline that refers community members in crisis to services and serves as a base of operations for volunteer work and community service programs.
That's nice.
That's cool.
But it's called the Hatchet House. Where
Hatchet
like,
House.
It just kind of got like a shitty ring to
like
it.
Like a
not
crazy
as
blade.
The Dead Stephanie fund.
Dead Stephanie cleanup is fucking great.
Dead Stephanie Memorial cleanup.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I mean,
her parents are just like...
I guess,
I
mean, I guess we got to say thanks for
like,
being
thanks.
Part of the community.
Yo, we know Stephanie dead and everything, so we're going to like clean up some shit.
Oh, my God.
Respect. You know, we all don't live forever like Stephanie. She dead.
I wonder if she was even a juggalo or just this girl they knew.
I don't know. It's awesome regardless.
Yeah.
And that, you know, again, that is, I think, the real takeaway from this. You if you look at juggalos with your kind of orthodox Western, you know, American point of view.
Liberal, elite liberal thinking.
It's very easy to be like these trash bag kind of low life types, right? But they have good hearts. It's all about family. It's all about having a community for people that feel out of the community. I mean, it is a little bit of the Burning Man math where there's a lot of people on Burning Man that you're just like, okay, so you have one dreadlock, all of your hair.
Yeah.
Right? And you know, and you, and you only listen to like indecipherable flutes and dubstep at the same time, right?
Yeah,
like there's got to
be bass.
You're a little weird.
It's got to be bass. Like, it's got to be pan flute,
right? And they have a group of people that you know you're wandering through the desert. And you're just like, do you guys have any water? And they're like, come in
here.
Join
us. I don't have water, but acid. There's acid in water and acid. You're like, I just
want to water. But, you know, but these people
fun.
Are super inclusive. I mean, it's like traveling through a country that like traveling through a weirdo backwoods part of Mexico or something, where you're gonna run into shit that you just go, that's you guys are ridiculous. But then they feed you for 3 days.
Yeah,
and then you're just like. We're this like, is funny, and this is there are parts of this that I don't really understand, But that's on me, not you.
You can make the same comparison about taking a Carnival cruise or going to Sandals Resorts.
Totally.
Or something like
Sandals.
Those things are lame. Those are just losers. They're not hardcore. And you're like, yeah, but the margaritas are always flowing. And the nachos are delish. You know, so.
Exactly.
There are lots of groups that people kind of shit on.
Right.
And I guess if you look at anything too closely, you can sort of make fun of it.
Yeah.
Or you could understand it. I mean, that's kind of what we're doing here.
Or you can understand it. That's why
surface,
I like
you make fun of it, and then you get to know it, and you go, oh, okay.
That's legit.
My strategy as an investigator. I go in going, I'm skeptical. And by the end, I got myself a Juggalo tattoo.
Exactly. But, and, you should all get Juggalo
tattoos. And a membership
tattoos.
To Sandals.
I want to go to the gathering, man.
The gathering, I will eventually go to the gathering.
Yeah.
I got to figure out how, and I got to get over my hangups on weed edibles.
Yeah. But you know what? I read about the gathering.
Cuz
there was like an underground bridge in the Illinois area where basically it was like you go to get any drug you want for
I remember
gathering.
That,
And like the police kind of shut it down, and a lot of these juggalos who like run the thing is like, "Good. You know, we don't want anybody getting, you know, hurt
by the fuzz."
It's fine that we don't need drugs to have fun at the gathering, and they were like cool with it.
Yeah.
So
I mean, again, it's a family reunion for them.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think before we sign off, we should look at the dark side of Juggalo gangs.
Well, let's look at the dark. Okay, let's do that. But let me just really quickly read one other post that I think was also we didn't hit this, but we probably should have at some point. So. "I've never understood the intensity of the ICP fan base. What about Juggalo culture is so appealing? Probably should have started with this post, right?" This is 3 years ago, so I'm not going to troll anyone or anything stupid like that. I'm just curious as to what makes a group so appealing. I've listened to a couple songs, laughed at the Magnets thing, and it's not terrible music, but it's by no means my preferred genre. Is it strictly the music, or is it something about the two guys? I'm not sure what their names are, but it seems like they are big into togetherness and acceptance, which is cool, I guess. Just not cool enough to spend all the time putting on makeup on my face. If anyone could share their personal opinions, maybe some background or how or why you belong to the Dark Carnival, it would be really interesting to learning about the ICP fan base.
Sweet.
And then the top comment is, "It's all about love, not ICP. They just serve as our soundtrack." And then the person below is, "Simple but sweet. Well said. Jesus, if I had money, I'd give you gold."
Oh my God. Right? That's really cool.
Yeah, it's different for everyone, bud. Acceptance and togetherness is obviously a big part, but it's not the whole picture. You know that you're feeling... You know that feeling you get when you're really into an author and you see someone on at an airport reading one of the titles during their layover? Or you're in a band that not a lot of people were into and you hear someone bumping to it while you're sitting at a red light? It's obviously a little more in depth than shared passion in music or books, but I'm trying to compare it to something you can relate to."
This guy's great.
Yeah, with Juggalos, I'll speak for me and mine at least. It's a shared mindset. It's the be yourself and who cares what anybody thinks sort of attitude.
Yes.
So the theme it really is acceptance. I think it is like these people are all a little bit like out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's kind of the level of out there where most people in modern society, high school or whatever, are just like, "Hey, fag, fucking fag, goth, idiot, freak," right?
Yeah.
And they just go, "Oh, man." And then they see other people like that and they're just like, so I don't have to acclimate. I can be myself.
Some people will change to be the norm, and Juggalos are like, fuck that.
Right.
I'm going to be my Juggalo self.
Yeah. And I think if you really, really, really want to get down to it, it is a little socioeconomic. And, and there's a lot of, I think, underlying things that make Juggalos of us. There are a lot of, there's a specific kind of person that gets kind of into the Juggalo fam.
Yeah.
Right. But I don't think it's exclusively that. And I think that a lot of it is, you know, people who maybe this is just your gateway into your community. I mean, it's the same thing again with like people who are Boston Red Sox fans but live in Tokyo. Right?
Yeah.
Where like you all find each other and then you just go, this is our fucking thing now.
Yeah.
This is our crew. We're all every Saturday morning, we dress up in ridiculous stuff. And we paint our faces because we're all
people
Boston,
who,
right?
NFL fans are the same way. They're weird.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
They're about the same size as an ICP fan.
It's very similar. Yeah.
But these people are also, like, these are the kind of people who probably...
Ooh.
Oh, is that your...
That's my alarm.
But these are also the kind of people who are probably don't excel in sports. We're kind of outside of that mainstream culture.
Yeah.
And have been victimized by a lot of the people that are in these more mainstream communities,
right? Yeah.
So they go to something like the juggle or like the gathering, and they, you know, they fucking snort Oxycontin and shit, and it's not because they're derelicts necessarily. Maybe it's because they're from broken homes, or maybe it's because they.
Yeah, but Susie Homemaker's snorting Oxycontin too.
Exactly.
And she's, you know, so.
She could be a juggalo and be happier if she just found her community.
Everybody loves Oxycontin.
Exactly.
They do. You know.
I definitely know all about that.
Okay.
Just to clarify, I am not abusing pills. I was in the hospital for a while.
Right now during this pod?
Right now, I'm not.
Okay. I'm not abusing pills during
at
this
at the moment. Yeah. So yeah, to move, I have to leave pretty soon, but I wanted to also just touch on the bad juggalos.
Okay.
Because I think it would be a disservice to our listeners if we didn't come clean that some juggalos are fucking assholes.
Right.
And it's true. And I think a lot of the juggalos that are cool would agree with us.
Right.
So like there are criminal and gang related like juggalos that commit assault, drug trafficking, vandalism, burglary, shootings, theft, robbery, and numerous murders.
Right.
And they're kind of, it's kind of a split between the violent and nonviolent factions. So like the nonviolent people are like, dude, you are not part of our lifestyle. That's not cool.
Right.
And then the violent ones are like, you guys are just pussies and we're gonna kill people.
Right.
So like a few examples are,
sounds like Pepe the Frog, kind of how he got.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
They're getting Pepe'd.
So one article is about this group of juggalos accused of a grisly Ohio murder. So basically, they've been arrested for the murder of a 21-year-old.
Okay.
She was. Police think that one of the juggalos suffocated her, stabbed her in the abdomen, and then put her in a bathtub and killed her. So those people identified as juggalos and they committed a horrible act. And I think that a lot of people would say you're not a real juggalo because of it. But who's to say what a real juggalo is?
Right.
If you're saying you're a juggalo.
The Council of Juggalos.
Yeah, I think it's like They should have a council.
Or at least an association.
There's another group, two guys in East Stroudsburg? Where the fuck is that? But they are tried on charges of murdering a man who went missing in February of 2011. Right. And it's like they identify as juggalos.
When any group gets becomes a certain size where you can't control the size.
Yeah. You're going to
having fringe elements like this.
Yep.
Back in the day when juggalos were kind of manageable, the size, they could sort of say, hey, no murders.
Mm-hmm.
No killing chicks in tubs.
Yeah.
But now they're getting big. And so you have these microcultures within the culture. You have bullies in the juggalos.
Yeah.
Which is a group of people that were bullied. Oh man, dog eat dog out there.
Yeah.
Right.
Snake eating
snake. One of these murderer juggalos wrote a poem and it's, here it is.
Sorry.
My homie chased him down the street and ran toward the light, but nobody saw him. It was the middle of the night. His fright was showing. The motherfucker started pleading. He was all lightheaded because his throat was all bleeding.
Oh my God.
So.
You wrote that poem?
He wrote that poem.
I mean, oh God. All right. Juggalos are the.
There's. So it's like. You know what I like about it? It's like. It is like any culture. Or any.
It's always bad eggs, man.
Yeah. You will always find a bunch of.
If you're a
dicks.
Christian, you got Jeff Sessions. Mm-hmm. If you're a juggalo, you got that guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Precisely.
It's just kind of how it works. So.
Yeah.
I think we got to put this one to bed for right now. This is definitely one. You going to play some ICP?
Oh, shit.
Hold on. You were going to play some ICP.
I'm so bad at this.
So I think, Boobs, you probably have to skip. Right?
Yeah, I got to get going.
So really.
Fucking magnets. How do they work? Fucking magnets.
Is it just on repeat?
I don't know how this work.
That's entry level ICP. So last thing before we go, two more things. So a little update on the Sausage Castle.
I'm really interested in that.
Apparently,
place.
It burned down.
No,
it burned down on January 11th this year.
Just recently. So this is breaking news on this pod.
Relatively breaking news. About a month and a half late. So burned down, the whole place had been vacant for months, according to, this is a New York Daily News article, by the way.
What the fuck? Where'd they go?
Not sure, but it was appraised. It was appraised for $116,000.
That's pretty impressive for...
Pretty low for a fucking castle.
Well, think
right?
of where it is. Yeah. That's a lot of money if you wanted to buy
but
that shithole.
It looked like a compound, didn't it? I thought it was like a nice place.
Yeah, there's enough land to test machine guns.
Looks like a 1,200 square foot house in a huge backyard with a trailer and a trampoline.
I know.
Yeah, I guess that is.
And then, Mike Busey, the owner of the place, who claims to be the nephew of Gary Busey, of course.
Of course. Buseys lead to Gary.
I know. Said in an interview with the newspaper just over a year ago that he intended to keep the fun times coming at Sausage Castle, despite threats from Osceola County. So it looks like it says that he was responsible for over $1 million in unpaid fines.
It might have been an insurance thing.
They suspect foul play. So we'll keep on the lookout for...
We might have to bookmark this and provide updates.
Right.
By the way, Mike Busey looks exactly like... what's Gary Busey's son's name? The actor?
Chet?
Chet Busey. Chet Busey. Sounds about right.
I think that's Nicolas Cage's son. Chet Cage.
His name is Jake Busey.
Jake Busey.
I mean, Mike Busey
does look
from
related.
The Sausage Magnet looks like...
The Sausage Magnet?
Magnet,
yeah.
They look exactly the same. Just like the DNA alone, of course, like this is the kind of guy that would invent the sausage casserole. I'm a believer.
Yeah,
I'm a believer as well. And so, last thing, we're bringing back the golds. We have not. I don't think there's anyone. We didn't really specify anything where we could give a gold this time.
Maybe
we're bringing golds back. So if you're an active Redditor and you really want us to cover one of the subs, let us know, and we might buy you some gold because you deserve it, big guy, and it's relatively cheap. So
there's some ICP juggalos out there that sounds like they need a little love in the gold world.
Well, they got plenty of love.
I have
they
a
just need maybe
thought.
Some gold.
We should guild That's like true. Several of the commenters or maybe even mods on the juggalo thing so that we become known to the juggalos.
I think we might need to earn it first.
Maybe this pod is the first step.
Maybe. Or maybe they're going to...
I think they're more powerful than we're giving them credit.
Painful. Okay, cool. So next week, what are we doing? Nuclear Holocaust, maybe?
I think we're doing nuclear war next week.
Blast radius. Get under your desks. Kaboom. Right.
Next week, we're going to bring tips on how to survive a nuclear holocaust. Hint, you can't.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah. Whoop, whoop. Juggalo, we're into you. I'm
hot
not gonna
air
pretend
balloon.
I know what it is, but
build one.
Juggalos, if there are any juggalos out there, anybody listening, we would love to hear from you. Digireddit@gmail.com or Facebook, Instagram, etc. Review, rate, like, so on. It really, really helps us grow this pod.
Ratchet Reggie, if you're out there listening, we'd love to hear from you too.
Ratchet Reggie, I will give you a solid gold bar if you're listening and you can find us. Fuck Reddit.
Because now that the castle burned down, I want to know where she is.
I mean, if you want to live in my garage and do weird ratchet stuff,
dude, I just want her to be
anybody
safe.
Anybody visiting?
She can't die from a car crash. Like, she's out there. Fire can't kill her.
Are you soliciting a concubine to live in your garage?
I think so, yeah. I didn't really mean it that way.
No, that's cool.
But if you're, you know, if you need a place to crash and, you know.
It's all about respect back here, too.
Yeah. It's kind of all about respect back here.
There's a couch here covered in plastic. You can sleep on it.
I mean, it sounds like you need a
the chocolate in your vagina won't get dirty. Like, you can hose it off every morning if you want.
All right. Well, that's a weird note to end on, but we will end there. So. Yeah.
Your dad, there's 42 juggalos living in your garage now. Your garage has become the sausage shack.
It's become a gathering.
Sausage shack. Mike Busey is living in my garage now, guys.
Lucky.
He's visiting his uncle when he's in town.
Twist of events. My house has been taken over by Mike Busey and his ratchet gang of juggalettes.
The new sausage castle.
Okay. All right. Next week, another episode of Did You Reddit? Juggalos. Woot woot.
Whoop whoop.
Whoop whoop.
Did I say woot woot? Whoop whoop.
Whoop whoop.
Whoop.
Whoop. Judge right. Wapner died.
It's a soft W-H.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Whoop.
Who?
Judge Wapner.
Who's that?
One of like the famous TV judges.
Oh.
Oh, bummer.
Judy.
Yeah, but before.
He died? Whoop
yeah.
whoop.
Yeah, whop whop.
Whop whop.
So today, for you, okay. Judge Wapner, whop whop.
Whop whop.
All right, bye.
We'll be right back.